comments from yoga practice in different divisions, and by performance of devotional service, certainly, and by executing the process of devotional service containing the symptoms of attachment and detachment, both ways. But the word mentioned here, bhakti yogina chayvaki, bhakti yogina chayvaki, bhakti yogina chayvaki means whatever is to be performed, either yoga or sacrifice or fruitive activities or studying Vedic literature or philosophical researches or accepting the renounced order of life, anything, whatever prescribed in the previous verse, they are to be executed in bhakti yogena. The word chaiva hi, according to Sanskrit grammar, means that must, one must perform all these activities and mixed with devotional service, otherwise such activities will not produce any fruit. Any prescribed activity which has to be done must be for the sake of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Either duties prescribed in the Vedas or scriptures, or duties ordinarily done in the material world, everything should be executed for the matter of developing a devotional service. As it is stated in the Bhagavad Gita, Sakarmana Tam Abhajya, one has to worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead by his occupational duty. Either prescribed duties for our living condition or prescribed duties for next life, elevation of one's position, one has to add the process of devotional service. Similarly, if one is very beneficent and is desirous of making charity, that also should be done for the sake of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. It is also confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita that jat karosi jat juhosi, whatever you do and whatever you sacrifice, whatever you undergo austerities and whatever you make charities, everything should be, the result should be given to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, or everything should be acted on account of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The word EVA is added in the sense that one must execute in such a way, because without adding devotional service in all such activities, there is no achievement of the desired result. And bhakti yoga being prominent in every activities, the ultimate goal is also settled, that one has to approach the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, as it is stated in the Bhagavad Gita, that after many births, one approaches the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, and surrenders unto Him, that He is everything. And this is also explained in the Bhagavad Gita. The Lord says, Bhoktaram Jagata Vasam, if anyone is undergoing a rigid type of austerity, or if anyone is performing different kinds of sacrifices, the beneficiary is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, because He is the proprietor of all the lokas and planets, and He is the friend of everyone. Word dharmena uhayachinnena is very significant. Dharmena uhayachinnena, C-H-I-H-N-H-E-N-A, uhayachinnena. The Bhakti Yoga process contains two symptoms, namely attachment for the Supreme Personality of Godhead and detachment for all material affinities. These are two symptoms of advancing in the process of devotional service. Just like there are two processes in the matter of eating, that while a hungry man eats, he feels strength and satisfaction, and gradually he becomes detached for eating more. As he goes on eating, he feels strength and satisfaction. That is one side, and another is that with the progress of his eating, he feels detachment for eating more. Similarly, those who are executing devotional service, they must be detached from all material activities, because with the execution of devotional service, real knowledge develops, and as soon as real knowledge develops, one becomes detached from material activities. So, in no other activity except devotional service, there is such detachment from matter and attachment for the Supreme. So far, attachment for the Supreme Personality of God is concerned, there are different nine processes to increase this attachment, namely hearing, chanting, remembering, worshipping, serving, making friendship, and offering everything. These are the processes of increasing attachment. So far, the process of increasing detachment for material affinities, they are explained in the following verse. Number 36. By understanding the science of self-realization, by developing detachment with strong sense, one who is expert in understanding different process of self-realization, realizing personality of Godhead as He is represented in the material world and in transcendence. One can achieve the elevation to the higher planetary system like the heavenly kingdom, etc., by executing the prescribed duties and performing sacrifices. And when he is transcendental to such position by accepting the renounce order of life, then he can understand the Brahman feature of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And when one is able to see his real constitution position, he becomes seer of all other processes, and thus he sees his position in reality or is posed in the stage of pure devotional service, and at that time he can understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Bhagavan. Part of understanding the Supreme Personality of Godhead is Atma-tattva-abhubodhina means understanding one's real constitutional position, and if he actually understands his constitutional position as eternal servitor of the Supreme Lord, then he becomes detached to the service of this material world. Everyone is engaged in some sort of service. So, without knowing one's constitutional position, everyone is engaged in the service of personal gross body or the family or the society or the country. But as soon as one is able to see Sadrik, S-W-D-R-I-K, Sadrik means one who is able to see his constitutional position, he becomes detached to such material services and engages himself in the devotional service. So long one is in the amounts of material nature and performance of the prescribed duties in the scripture, he can be elevated in the higher planetary systems where the predominating deities are also material representation of the Supreme Personality of God. Just like the sun god, the moon god, the air god, Brahma, and Lord Shiva, there are different demigods, and they are supposed to be material representation of the Supreme Personality of God. So, by material activities, one can approach such demigods only, as it is stated in the Bhagavad Gita, Janti Deva Prata Divan. Those who are attached to the demigods and perform the prescribed duties thereon, they can approach the different demigods. And similarly, one can go to the planet of the Pitris, forefathers. Similarly, one who is fully understood about the real position of his life, he takes to devotional service and realizes the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Number 37. Now, my dear mother, I have explained to you the process of devotional service and its identity in four different divisions, as well as I have explained to you about the moment of the eternal time. Is chasing the living entities imperceptible by him. But the process of Bhakti Yoga, devotional service, is the main river flowing down towards the sea of the Absolute Truth, and all other processes mentioned, they are just like tributaries to the process of devotional service. Therefore, Lord Kapila is summarizing about the importance of the process of devotional service. Such Bhakti Yoga, as described before, divided into four divisions. Three in the material modes of nature, and one in transcendence. Without any tinge of the modes of material nature, devotional service mixed with the three modes of material nature is meant for a material existence, whereas the transcendental devotional service or pure devotional service without any desire for fruitive result or without any attempt for empiric philosophical research, that is pure devotional service and transcendental. Text number 38. There are varieties of material existence of the living entity on account of his work manufactured by him in ignorance or forgetfulness of his real identity. My dear mother, if anyone enters into that forgetfulness, he is unable to understand where his moments will end. But once entered into the continuation of material existence, it is very difficult to get out of it, and therefore the Supreme Personality of Godhead comes himself, sends his bona fide representative, and leaves behind him scriptures like Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam, so that these living entities hovering in the darkness of nescience may take advantage of these instructions and saintly persons and spiritual master and get out of it. But unless there is mercy of the saintly persons or spiritual master or Krishna, it is not possible for the living entity to get out of this darkness of material existence by one's own endeavor. Text 39, translation. Lord Kapila continued that this instruction is not meant for the envious person, not for the agnostics, and not for persons who are unclean in their behavior, not for the persons who are too much proud of material possession. Text 40. Neither it is to be instructed to persons who are too much greedy and too much attached to family life, talk to the persons who are non-devotees and who are envious to the devotees of the personality of Godhead. But persons who are planning to do harm to others putting violence to other living entities are not eligible for understanding Krishna consciousness or can enter into the realm of transcendental loving service of the Lord. Then again, there are so-called disciples who become submissive and to the spiritual master most artificially with an ulterior motive, cannot also understand what is Krishna consciousness or devotional service. Persons who, on account of being initiated by other sect of religious faith and do not find devotional service as a common platform for approaching the Supreme Personality of Godhead, cannot also understand Krishna consciousness. We have got practical experience that many students come and join us, but at the end of being biased in some particular type of faith, they go out from the camp and is lost in the wilderness. Actually, Krishna consciousness is not a sectarian religious faith. It is a teaching process for understanding the Supreme Personality of Godhead and our relation with Him. Anyone can join this movement without any prejudice, but unfortunately there are persons who understand it differently. Therefore, it is better not to distract the science of Krishna consciousness unto such persons. Generally, materialistic persons are after some name, fame, and material gain. So, if somebody takes Krishna consciousness for the matter of name, fame, and material gain, he will never be able to understand the philosophy. Such persons take to religious principle as a social decoration. They admit into some cultural institution for the sake of name only, especially in this age. Such persons also cannot understand the philosophy of Krishna consciousness. Even one is not too greedy for material position, but if one is too much attached to family life, they also cannot understand Krishna consciousness. Such persons may superficially may not very greedy for material positions, but they are too much attached to wife, children, and family improvement. Even a person is not contaminated by the above mentioned different kinds of faults, but at the ultimate end, if he is not interested in the service of the Supreme Personality of Godhead or a non-devotee, he also cannot understand the philosophy of Krishna consciousness. Text number 42. This instruction should be imparted by the spiritual master to a person who have taken me, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, as the dearmost. Then anything else is not envious to anyone, and perfectly cleansed and has developed a detachment for anything which is outside the purview of Krishna consciousness. But as in the previous verse, persons non grata are explained. Similarly, in this verse, just the opposite numbers, namely, who are actually favorable to receive Krishna consciousness, are mentioned. The first qualification is one must be very much faithful to the instruction of the scriptures and of the spiritual master, who is quite conversant with the purport of the scriptures without any malinterpretation. Before the text number 42, text number 41 is left. Therefore, the translation is given as follows. Krishna consciousness instruction should be given to the faithful devotee and respectful to the spiritual master, non-envious and friendly to all kinds of living entities, and eager to render service with faith and sincerity. But continued, bhaktaya means, in the beginning, of course, nobody can be elevated to the highest stage of devotional service, but here, bhakta means one who is not hesitating to accept the reformatory processes for becoming a bhakta. Just like in order to become a devotee of the Lord, one has to accept the spiritual master and to inquire from him about the progress of devotional service. The devotee to chant the holy name under a certain counting method, to worship the deity and to hear Srimad Bhagavatam or Bhagavad Gita from the realized persons. There are similarly about 64 items for making progress in devotional service. At least out of those 64 items, 5 items, namely chanting the holy name of the Lord, hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, and offering worship to the deity, and to become respectful to the devotees, and to live in a place where devotional service is not disturbed. These 5 things, at least, must be accepted. And one who has accepted, he is called a devotee. Such devotee must be prepared to offer the necessary respect and honor to the spiritual master. He should not become unnecessarily envious to his god brothers. Rather, if some god brother is more enlightened and advanced in Krishna consciousness, one should accept such god brother as almost equal to the spiritual master, or should be happy to see.